Good morning and welcome to another week of Spirit in the Morning. Today is Monday. I'm Gary Zimek and it's great to be with you here on the program this day. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up on the show, we're going to be joined by author Greg Willits, who's going to be talking about his new book, Tied in Knots. Also, Chris Stepien, the author of Dying to be Happy, will be here as well. So that's all coming up on the program. Let's now turn to our Lord and remember that He is with us, and let's turn to Him in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, I give you thanks for bringing us to this new day, to this new week. We thank you for all of the blessings in our lives. We thank you for the fact that you are present no matter where we go, what we do. You are present. You are with us, and we thank you for that. Father, we lift up our problems to you. We all have problems that we are facing today. We give them to you. We ask you to handle them for us. We thank you for the blessings that you have given to us, above all, the blessing of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to earth to suffer, to die, and to rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven could be opened. Father, we pray for peace in the world. We lift up our government leaders. We pray for an end to abortion. We pray for all those who are struggling with the wildfires out in California, and we, of course, pray for the souls who were lost in those fires. And we ask for your guidance, and let your Spirit come alive in us today so that your voice may come through our lips today on the program. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, again, I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for tuning in to Spirit in the Morning. We are kicking off another week. It's a little dreary out there today, but relax. We're going to lift your spirits. As I mentioned at the start, Greg Willits will be here in a few minutes to talk about his new book, Tied in Knots. If you're somebody who's struggling to find peace in a troubled world, well, Greg's the guy for you. He's going to be talking about this. And Chris Stepien, a regular guest on the show, will also be here to remind us of the importance of living each day. God gave us this day. Let's go out there and make the most of it. Right now, I am joined by Frank Eliason, Dave Parker.
Hey,
boys,
Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a good prayer.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
This Saturday, we are going to be live with 1,200 women.
Wow.
at the Wine National Women's Conference at Our Lady of Częstochowa. We're doing a special broadcast of Spirit in the Morning this Saturday.
Yes, we are.
The sold-out Women's Conference.
That is correct. And you know, you worked it out. We're going to be even bringing Teresa Tamio's speech live.
That's right.
Ooh, I like the way
and
you said that.
She's going to be giving her conversion, her testimony.
That's right.
So I think that's mm-hmm. one that I don't know if I've ever heard the full version of it, so mm-hmm. I think that's going to be really good to hear.
Absolutely.
What Teresa has to say. Also, coming into the studio on Friday will be Kelly Walquist, who's been on the show before. Kelly is the founder of Wine, mm-hmm. Women in the New Evangelization. She's the person in charge of the conference. She's going to be spending time with us in
and
the studio.
She's been a good friend of Spirit in the Morning since we started.
That's right.
Yes, we've had her on several times.
That's right. So she's going to be here in the studio on Friday. So lots of good things coming
I'm
up.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be
How
fun.
How about you, Frank? A remote's always good, and it's only a mile away.
There's always challenges.
Well, yes, right. I didn't say there weren't.
But yes, I am looking forward to it, I think we'll have a lot of fun with it.
All right.
So, you know, how was everybody's weekend?
I had a great weekend. I had a pretty busy weekend. How about you?
Oh, I could give a quick shout-out to the parishioners at St. Francis of Assisi in Norristown. Went there for Mass last night, and so that was great. Kids had lacrosse tournament all day yesterday. Wound up being just a hectic weekend mm-hmm. between events on Saturday, you know, field hockey, lacrosse, and, you know, after that, you know, the kids' church group had a thing at to go through the pumpkins, down at Shady Brook Farm. So it was a filled day. Then yesterday was a filled day with lacrosse.
Wow.
Tournament. And so we had to go to evening mass, and to make it easier, we went to one that was on our way back. Uh-huh. And so we went to St. Francis of Assisi. What a beautiful parish that was, mm-hmm. and a beautiful church. And it was actually really nice to see the amount of people that were inside the church, mm-hmm. Which you
for a Sunday evening,
for
that's
a Sunday
good.
Evening, yeah, exactly. Oftentimes, Sunday evening mass seemed to be really small. So.
Absolutely. Nice. So most of the weekend, you did not see the inside of your house.
No,
you weren't there.
No. I didn't get that chance to just rest and relax as I would normally have hoped to.
Yeah. Well, briefly, go ahead.
I was going to say I did relax, was good. That was nice. A lot of times we run around so much on the weekends that we don't get a chance to recharge our batteries, but.
Yes,
I got to relax this weekend.
I would love to share
something.
I'd love to share something yesterday that I did, and it was at. It's in the spirit of ecumenism, ecumenical. I went to St. Andrew's Evangelical Lutheran Church yesterday to see a friend of mine, Milo Morris, who is a bass baritone, and he has a like a one man program, and he's accompanied on piano, Brian Bullard, excellent. And it's called My Father's Voice, A Journey of Black Men in Song. But it was very, very uplifting. And you should hear this guy, Milo, sing. He is phenomenal. So, Milo, I don't know if you're listening. I know you have a crazy schedule. And Brian. And also, there's a Chris Sofield that I met up with. He was there. I know him from some other things. We had a wonderful time in this nice church.
Fantastic.
Well, that's something different.
I would love to get Milo on the air to sing at some point.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that.
I'm looking at Frank, our director of ops, so, I mean, I'm working on it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Mr. Yes. Dave Parker. Let's take a quick look at the weather right now. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, 62 degrees, light rain. Today, showers likely, but that's going to be mostly before 10 a.m., and it's going to be gradually clearing, becoming mostly sunny with a high near 63. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 43. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 62. At the present time, in Malvern, it's 59 degrees. In Southampton, it's 60 degrees. And in Riverton, New Jersey, it is 62 degrees. Getting a little nippy out there.
Yes, it is.
That's what's supposed to happen now. It's mid-October.
Yeah. And all this humidity and rain and drizzle, as you know, at the start of the show, all that's going to go away. And we are going to drop like a rock in temperature, they say. Tonight, about 40 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, so. But it is fall, as you say.
Yep.
And what's in 2 weeks? Halloween, or so, give or take.
That's right. It's nice of you to wear your costume in today.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
But it's a good costume.
you were completely defenseless.
Yeah.
That's why I like to move in.
Exactly. All right.
It's less of a challenge that way. Sorry, Dave.
No, don't apologize. I'll get you.
I know you will.
All right,
it's all about. I can feel the love in the air.
Yeah, feel it, man. Feel the love, all right, as you drive to work.
All right. With that in mind, I think it's time for the gospel. Oh, man, today's gospel.
It better be a good one, brother.
Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 11,
always is.
Verses 29 through 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign. But no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it because at the preaching of Jonah they repented. And there is something greater than Jonah here." A word to the wise, as the old saying goes, word to the wise should be sufficient. What the Lord's reminding us of is the fact that we're going to be judged one day.
Yes, we are.
And he's told us repeatedly, we hear it through the gospel, we hear the message proclaimed through our church so many times. We're called to repent and to take advantage of the time that we've been given. You know, we can't assume that, and this is, Frank, this is one of the big problems we have. We look to the end of the world and we think, well, we've got plenty of time because it's probably thousands of years in the future. But every one of us, we're going to meet the Lord in judgment. We're going to die relatively soon. Hey, happy Monday, everybody.
We don't know.
Wow.
But it's
now
true,
there's
right?
It is. I took something else also out of that, which is really just kind of more comical, is that, wow, for so many years we've been saying this generation is this, and they're bad or whatever. But anyway.
Well, the writer of the scripture.
But ultimately,
applicable.
It is. We are going to be judged by what we do. And, you know, that it is about how we act, what we do. You know, if you were to be judged today,
exactly,
how would that go? You know,
yeah, that's what we have. That's what it's calling us to look at ourselves, our lives. What if we are called today, Frank and Gary, and we have to be ready.
And Frank, that was a really great point. And we're going to get more into this later on the show with Chris Stepien. But if the Lord said, "Oh, Gary, I'm going to call you home today. You're going to be judged," I would say, "Well, wait a minute. I got some things to do."
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
If I knew it, then I'm going to say, "Well, you know what? I got
to get to confession. I got to go do this nice thing. Maybe I have to go to the soup kitchen and go do this."
Right.
You know, things I've been saying I'm going to do, and I've been holding off because it takes up my time. You know what?
Wow. I'll see you guys after the show. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go now. That's the point.
So, this gospel gives us that sense of urgency. It reminds us that, it's going to happen. It's not a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't, I can't see myself standing before Jesus when I'm judged and saying, you know what? You never told me this. I had no idea. I was supposed to be a good person. I was supposed to be nice to people. I was supposed to have a relationship with you. It's not going to be time for excuses.
Yeah, he's going to say, "Did you take care of my children? Do you feed them, clothe them, house them? Did you do whatever you could?
Did you love your neighbor?
Yeah. Yes.
A lot of it comes down to how did you treat those other people around you?
Absolutely.
And were you treating them with respect and with love and bringing them to Him, or were you pushing them away?
Exactly. Yeah.
And we could be pushing people away more than we realize. Just by our nasty comments, by our, so many different things, by our lack of concern, by anything.
Exact lack of understanding, lack of listening. Mm-hmm. We all jump to conclusions on a lot of different things. And, I've had this experience over the past few days with people jumping to conclusions on certain things. And it's like, well, wait a second. And so, we have to sit back and realize what we can do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that is about the love and mercy of Christ.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So today is the day to get it done, right?
Yes.
Right, Dave?
Yes.
We can't put it off until tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow may never come.
And I think that's a very inspirational message. We've got to, how many times do you hear somebody say, "I can't believe we're already halfway through October," or "Where did the summer go? Where did my life go?"
Exactly.
Or when did I become so old?
Exactly.
Right?
So look at me.
I wasn't.
My wife says, one of these days you walk out the door and get hit by a bus. I think she's going to become a bus driver.
When we come back, Greg Willits is going to join us. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 16th. Today we celebrate St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. After considering and rejecting marriage, Margaret Mary entered the Order of Visitation Nuns at 24. 2 days after Christmas in 1674, she received the first of several revelations in which Christ emphasized His love for humanity. In apparitions over the next 13 months, Jesus stressed that His human heart was to be the symbol of His divine human love. By her own love, Sister Margaret Mary was to make up for the coldness and ingratitude of the world. This would be accomplished by frequent reception of Holy Communion, especially on the first Friday of each month, and by an hour's vigil of prayer every Thursday night in memory of Jesus' agony in Gethsemane. The Lord also instructed her to institute a feast of reparation to His heart. Theologians who were called in declared that Margaret Mary's visions were delusions. But a new confessor, Jesuit Father Claude de la Colombière, recognized her genuineness and supported her. Margaret Mary Alacoque died in 1690 and was canonized in 1920. Begun privately in 1686, the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was extended to the Universal Church 75 years later. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was Francesca Battistelli with He Knows My Name. I'm Gary Zimek, and I'm glad to be with you here on this Monday. Do you need peace in your life? Are you fed up with all of the stress that's going on? Is there a way to experience peace in today's world? Well, our next guest is going to share some advice based on his new book, Tied in Knots, Finding Peace in Today's World. Greg Willits is the editorial director for our Sunday Visitor. He's the author also of The New Evangelization and You, Be Not Afraid. Along with his wife, Jennifer, he founded the New Evangelizers and the Rosary Army Apostolates. He authored Catholics Next Door, Adventures in Imperfect Living, and he hosted the Catholics Next Door daily talk show on Sirius XM. Greg Willits joins us now to talk about his latest book. Good morning, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Gary, I am doing wonderfully well. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
It's great to be to have you here with us on the program. Greg, this is a topic near and dear to my heart. Tied in knots, finding peace in today's world. Greg, so much is going on in the world today. Talk a little bit about the inspiration for this book. What caused you to write it?
Well, part of it was my own stress in my own life, as well as knowing that, you know, if you look at different statistics, a Harris poll done back in 2014 on behalf of the American Psychological Association showing that 64% of adults were stressed out just about financial worries.
Wow.
64%.
64%. Wow.
It's, you know, you look at other things, about 60% stressed out about family responsibilities and health concerns. 46% of the nation of adults stressed out. Mm. And we take these stresses and we internalize them, and oftentimes they make it even worse. In my case, I was planning a conference about 10 years ago and literally was so busy, so stressed out, so maxed out that I sat down one morning to sit down and do my to-do list, and I looked at what I did the day before, and I saw all these things checked off, but I literally had no memory. It was as if the entire day had been erased, and it totally freaked me out.
Wow.
I have relatives who died of Alzheimer's disease, and at the time I wasn't even 40, and I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, do I have early onset Alzheimer's? And I start, you know, I do the wisest thing in the world. I Googled it.
Uh-oh. That's never a good, brother. That's never good.
And then I find a million other things that I'm apparently dying of.
Exactly.
You know, and so again, worry. And I realized it wasn't that I had some sickness. It was that stress really can have some detrimental effects. And the thing that stress could do to you, stress could actually make you sick.
Right.
You may not have been sick before. You might be worried about being sick, and it could actually make you sick by worrying about it. Mm. And really starting to look at, okay, we have all of these knots in our lives. We have all of these problems that we worry about constantly. And when we look at the full length of our life, when we try to understand all of these blessings that God has given us, why is it that we're still stressed out? Mm. Why do we still allow ourselves to be worried by these things? And I, one of the things that really stuck out for me was starting to think about, you know, looking at my life. And I've had, you know, by the time I got married when I was 24 years old, I'd already had more failed relationships and failed jobs and failed faith and failed situations that I could remember. And I held on to a lot of these things. And yet, what I've started to realize is if I looked at each of these things from my past, you know, the old cliche of hindsight is 20/20, I can look back and say, you know what, there was a blessing that came from all those things. God brought blessings even from the worst of circumstances.
Right.
What if in the middle of being tied up in a knot, right now, if I'm worried about something, if I'm tied up about something, I know that God loves me, and I know very well that because of what he's done in the past, that whatever I'm going through now, a blessing will come from this. And so what if I start trying to focus less on the knot, less on the stress, and more on the potential blessing that God may have in store for me? And that really started to change everything.
Wow. Well, and that's so challenging to do. And Greg, I followed your story for a long time. I don't know if you remember, I was on your show a few times several years ago. And I remember you guys were going through some turmoil with the program. I was praying for you, and I thought, man, this must be really difficult, what Greg and Jennifer are going through right now. You've been through some situations in your life, but you've always managed to, as you said, look to the Lord and be able to find the blessing. And Greg, I think that's a challenge for many of us to do, to be able to find the Lord in the midst of our problems.
You know, when you look even in Scripture, you see the Beatitudes. And this is a great example of God showing, here's a problem,
right,
here's the blessing. Here's a problem, here's the blessing. And it's almost like an outline of, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. If you're not feeling like you are connected to God at this moment, you know, the kingdom of heaven is yours.
Mm.
Blessed are those who mourn. If you're going through a difficulty, if you've lost a loved one, if you've gone through a breakup, if you've been betrayed, you know, you will be comforted. All these promises that come from each of these. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. You know, it's all of these promises. The same things apply to us in our lives. You know, and we can look at those Beatitudes as examples of not just the Beatitudes, but the attitudes of which we are to be, of which we are to have, right?
Right, right.
And so if you feel poor in spirit, perhaps, you know, you feel distant from God, and if you're struggling with all those things, what is the potential blessing that could come from those in the future? Maybe being poor in spirit and being discouraged, or you're out of work or whatever it is, maybe there's something that God is asking you to step up and trust him beyond anything that you've ever done in the past, and maybe there's a knot that could be a benefit to you. How could this knot be working to maybe strengthen your character? Is there a weakness that this knot is exposing so that you can become stronger, or simply to learn how to accept more completely? All these kinds of things, because ultimately what knots can do for us, and this is the greatest thing for me, is I have started to look at my knots in my life and these difficulties as giving us the opportunity to grow in a virtue that I am always lacking in, which is hope in God.
Wow.
And I think that so many of us, we say, well, we know God will do it, but really? Really, really? You know, if I, instead we tend to say, if only I had a different job or a different house or a different relationship or more this or more that, then things would be better. But really, if we look at those things, that could feel a lot like hope, but it's a misplaced and a misguided hope that can actually cause more knots in our lives. Because we know the true hope isn't just wishful thinking for something better, but it's a theological virtue. And the Catechism tells us that true hope, this desire and to expect from God both eternal life and the grace we need to attain it, can direct us towards something greater than the present moment, or even this present life. And when we start focusing on that, when we start focusing on building true hope, which can come from these knots in our lives, everything will change in our lives. And what's amazing is we see it outlined for us very clearly in Scripture that, you know, we're justified by faith, and we know that we obtain access to the grace of hope because we rejoice in the hope of sharing in the glory of God. And when we look at Scripture, it tells us in Romans chapter 5 that we rejoice in our sufferings. Now, what? How in the world, Gary?
That's amazing.
Sufferings. Do you rejoice in your sufferings when someone hurts you? Do you say, "Oh, well, thank you for that"? You know, it's hard to do that, right? But Scripture says when we rejoice in our sufferings, we know that suffering produces endurance. It makes us stronger. Like when you lift weights, right? You're ripping up those weights. You're facing endurance. Facing affliction, suffering, but it builds endurance, and that endurance produces character. It builds spiritual muscle, and that character produces hope, and hope doesn't disappoint. Scripture says that. Hope doesn't disappoint.
That's right.
And so if we believe that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, that if we grow in that hope of God, knowing hope doesn't... Why wouldn't you want more hope? Hope is something we should be striving for all the time, because we know that hope is the thing that does not disappoint.
Amen. And yet, it's funny, Greg, what we tend to do is when we have sufferings in our lives, when we have trials or tribulations, the first thing we say is, Lord, get rid of these. I want them out of my life, which is okay to do. But, you know, a lot of times he's going to leave them remain because, as you said, in love, he's allowing these things to happen to draw us closer to him.
You know, and I will say, though, that there are some knots in our lives that we don't need to have there. And many of those knots are self-inflicted knots, and I'm talking about sin.
Yep.
And a lot of times people don't want to start there. People don't want to say, well, okay, I want all these things taken care of, but I don't really want to have to address some of the cancer that's just in me that I can take care of.
Right.
And oftentimes, if we want to experience the growth of virtue, we really need to take that honest examination of conscience. We talk about this beautiful sacrament of healing that we have in the sacrament of reconciliation. And so many people don't take advantage of that. And what I recommend to people, it's something that I'm so proud of my children, that they've taken it on as they've gotten older. I'll be sitting there on a Saturday morning, and I'll see one of my kids walk up the stairs with sleep still in his eyes, and he starts trudging towards the door without even saying a word. And he just kind of gives me a nod, and I know where he's going. He's going to confession.
Wow.
Saturday morning. And that's something that, you know, I'm so proud of them for doing that. But it's a great reminder to me. My children have now become reminders to me. It's like, oh, you know what? I might need to go. I maybe should go get in the car with him right now.
There you go.
I'll probably pass through as well. And so, confession is not a once and done thing.
Yep.
We constantly are screwing up. We constantly introduce these knots in our lives. We don't have to be tied to knots. We find peace. And it starts with forgiveness offered by God and his continuous mercy.
Awesome. Awesome. Greg, I hate to do this. We are up against a break. We've got to continue the discussion again. I want to have you back on the show. I'll post a link of where we can purchase the book. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It was a pleasure, Gary.
God bless you, my friend. Greg Willits, when we come back, Chris Stepien.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. The death toll from the most powerful bomb blast witnessed in Somalia's capital has risen to 300, with at least 300 injured. The director of an ambulance service in Mogadishu says 15 primary school children are among those killed in the blast. The children were on a school bus and died when the massive truck bomb detonated nearby. As of right now, no one has claimed responsibility for Saturday's attack. Iraq's interior ministry says federal forces have captured a power plant and a police station south of Kirkuk after what Kurdish officials described as a major assault aimed at driving Kurdish forces from the disputed city. Today's brief statement from the interior ministry on, quote, Operation Imposed Security on Kirkuk provided no details on the fighting or casualties, saying only that federal forces had taken control of industrial areas near the city. And Pope Francis is demanding world governments collectively work to end rising world hunger by working to end the conflicts and climate change-related disasters that force people to leave their homes in search of their daily bread. The Holy Father drew a standing ovation today at the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, where he marked the UN's World Food Day by calling for governments to work together to tackle the interconnected problems of hunger, global warming, and migration. He cited the Paris Climate Accord, in which governments committed to capping heat-trapping emissions, as an example of taking action to combat global warming based on scientific evidence. But he also lamented that, quote, unfortunately, some are distancing themselves from it, end quote. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
A quote from Pope Francis. Together, let us pray to the Virgin Mary that she helps us to walk in faith and charity, ever trusting in the Lord's mercy. He always awaits us, loves us, has pardoned us with his blood, and pardons us every time we ask his forgiveness. Let us trust in his mercy.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Eric Levinson gets asked the same questions every year by his non-Jewish friends when the Jewish high holidays come around. So one year he answered several of them on Boston.com. The first high holiday is Rosh Hashanah, a two-day celebration of the Jewish New Year when people go to synagogue, reflect on life, and spend time with family. Some families cook big beef briskets or indulge in eating apples and honey to symbolize the hope that the new year will be sweet, writes Eric. He adds, there's also the shofar, a loud bugle-like noisemaker made from a ram's horn. The shofar is like a call to attention, and everyone in synagogue stands and gets quiet to hear the call. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
Want a good prescription for an awesome start to your day? A strong cup of coffee, Gary Zimak, and Spirit in the Morning.
I can see the tears filling your eyes, and I know where they're coming from. Coming from a heart that's broken in two by what you don't see. The person in the mirror doesn't look like the magazine. Oh, but when I look at you, it's clear to me that I can see the fingerprints of God.
Man, I love that song. That is Fingerprints of God by Stephen Curtis Chapman. My daughter Elizabeth, honey, if you're listening, thank you for recommending that song. That is an awesome song. I'm just sitting here grooving to the music. I'm Gary Zimak. It is Spirit in the Morning to the time right now, 7:37. Joined now by my good buddy, Mr. Chris Stepien. You can find Chris online at chrisstepien.com. His book, Dying to be Happy, is an awesome book, one that has changed my life. And Chris, hey brother, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Chris, I know you love when we bring you on early Monday morning and I throw you a curveball, because I know you're always up for the challenge, right?
Yeah, I'm always up for the challenge. The Cubs are in the National League Championship Series, so I'm here living in Chicago now.
Hey,
following the Cubs a little bit.
Awesome.
Not betraying my Detroit Tigers, but following the Cubs, so I'm ready for the curve, your splitter,
yeah,
whatever you want to throw.
You know, it's not that much of a curve, but you and I, we have such great conversations because we let the Holy Spirit guide us. Chris, your book is so powerful because the message of your book, Dying to be Happy, is live today. You know, this is the only thing where you're guaranteed is the present moment. So let's get busy. Let's do the Lord's work. You know, let's do what he wants us to do. I opened my Bible yesterday, and I was paging through it yesterday morning, and I just happened across Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. And Jesus said this, "Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense to repay everyone for what he has done." Now, after that, I started thinking, and another verse came into my mind, and this was Matthew chapter 12, verse 36. And the Lord said, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will render account for every careless word they utter." Chris, you know, you couple this with today's gospel, where the Lord is saying, you know, you guys better pay attention. Why is it, Chris, that we ignore his words and we just let one day after another pass without paying attention and realizing our lives are going to come to an end one day and the Lord has something for us to do and we should get busy? Why is it that we ignore that?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's that we're intoxicated with the things of the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have this flawed human condition, and we are intoxicated with the things of the world. Jesus said, you know, you cannot serve God and mammon.
Right.
In other words, wealth, the Aramaic word for wealth.
Yep.
So we're trying to serve both. And when you try to serve both, it's easy to get tempted to serve those things that make us temporarily feel good.
Uh-huh.
It's just like when you drink too much. You feel good while you're drinking,
right,
and then there's the hangover.
Yep.
And then if people who are addicted tend to say, well, I didn't drink enough, I'll drink more. And then it begins to, or eating too much, or working too much, or gambling too much, or talking too much. It ends up being a self-fulfilling death, if you will. It's a crash. And I think that's part of it. We get intoxicated by it. The other thing is we don't truly believe. Because the subtitle of my book is Discovering the Truth About Life. There are so many incredibly truthful things that Jesus says to us.
Mm.
Simple things like living for today, you know, don't worry about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who can add a single moment to your life by worrying? These like compelling truths. And it's interesting, he says, in my Father's house there are many dwelling places.
Right.
If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? So he's calling us out on our disbelief, our hedging of our bets. You know, we kind of want it both ways. And I think this is why he's saying, you know, I'm going to come and I'm going to ask you, why didn't you do this? Why did you say that? Interesting that he says the words, the careless words.
Oh, yeah.
That scares me.
Chris, that's,
yeah,
he's not even talking about the things I didn't do that I should have done and the things I did that I shouldn't have done. He's talking about my careless words. Brother, I'm in big trouble.
But he would do this because he is the Word.
Ah,
you know, he is the Word of God.
Right.
So, God, if God were careless, let there be light, sort of.
Yeah, right.
let there be light on these people only, right?
Yeah.
Because God shines his light and lets his rain fall on the good and the bad, right? Everyone is blessed. So, yeah, this is a wake-up call. This is, Jesus is saying, I have a place for you to come.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a tremendous personal sacrifice to get you there. I walked away from my wealth so that you may gain eternal life through my poverty. And I'm asking you to do a simple thing. Don't be lukewarm.
Wow.
Be all in. Be wow. all in. Either believe or don't. And if you believe, act like it. Talk
wow.
like it.
Yeah.
Think like it. Take, you know, and I mean, at that point, if we believe, we're going to be pretty joyful. We're going to be pretty grateful. Even though you might go through this suffering, as you were speaking about in your last segment,
mm-hmm.
you're going to realize it's all in, you're going to take it all in context.
Yeah, and Chris, this is why I like your message so much. That's why I think this book is so powerful, because it does remind us that every day we are moving closer to that final judgment. I mean, you can look at it that way, but I think as you get closer to the Lord, as you become greater friends with Him, you look at it instead of final judgment, you look at it as, I'm going to have the opportunity to live with Him in His house. How cool is that? And but that's a journey we all make. We might start out thinking, well, I better straighten up my life because I'm going to be accountable, held accountable one day. But as you get to know the Lord, you start to realize, like, yeah, I want to spend time with Him.
Sure, because knowing Him is the key to our happiness here as well.
Yes.
You know, you've gone through some challenging times in your life.
Right.
You've made some major decisions, and you've made some sacrifices. But it doesn't sound like you're unhappy. You sound pretty happy to
exactly.
me. You're enthusiastic about what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what Jesus is asking us to do. He's saying, look, trust me.
Yeah.
If you follow my way, you are going, this is how you're meant to live. This is
right.
how I created you to live. And it's very easy for us to answer your question. I think we just get intoxicated with
yeah.
things. And we're fearful. We don't trust. So when
right.
you're fearful, we can do crazy things out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we really can. Irrational.
Yeah, you're right. And it is very easy to just ignore the Lord's words, to ignore the promise of what awaits us, and to just not trust Him. It's very easy to do that and just trust the world. That's a lot easier to do. You know, and I think a lot of us fall victim to that.
Yeah, I think we're posers, would be the simplest way to put it.
Okay.
You know, we you know, you go to church, you may go to confession, you receive the Eucharist, and then you step out of church, and it's like you're stepping out of those clothes, and you're into an earthly uniform. And it's like, that doesn't work. It's a process that many people, probably most, are guilty of,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't work. At some point, you have to decide, am I going to walk as Jesus told me to walk? How can you walk past someone on the street who needs your help? How can you go to communion and have a revenge on your heart? You know, can you listen to someone who has a need and know that you can afford to help them and not address that need in some healthy way?
Mm-hmm.
It two don't go together. They just don't. And we are but a puff of smoke, as St. James says. You know, he says, many people think they're going to go to this town and that town and make a lot of money and do a lot of things. And he says, you are but a puff of smoke.
Yeah.
We should be saying, Lord willing, I will do those things.
Right.
There's the answer. Am I going to do what the Lord wills for me today? And will I accept the way Jesus did, that cross that He's giving me, and saying, Lord, I trust you that you're going to take me where I need to go, not where I want to go. Where I need to go is heaven. And I want to go there too, but you're going to ultimately get me into your Father's house.
That's right. Oh, man. Awesome. I love having you on Mondays, brother. You fire me up, and I know our listeners are very grateful for your message as well. Hey, Chris, we're just about out of time. The best place to follow you online, chrisstepien.com?
Indeed. And you're firing a lot of people up, Gary, so keep up the great work, and it's a pleasure to join you. I'm humbled.
Oh, man, you are awesome, brother. Can't wait to have you on next time. Thanks again for stopping by.
God bless.
All right, God bless you, Chris Stepien.
Wow.
Dave Parker, he fires me up every
me
time.
Me too. Hey, Chris, that was excellent.
Yeah,
that was excellent.
It really was.
I was going to say, poof.
Yep.
We're a puff of smoke. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, every day is a gift, and we have
every
to live
every day
it.
Is a gift, yeah.
And God is, even though we do this crazy stuff from our intoxication of whatever it is, He loves us. He's calling us always.
He is. So don't waste the day, and if you did, you can always say you're sorry. That's why the sacrament of confession is so
absolutely
powerful, right? We have that chance. Don't carry around that guilt. Go and obtain forgiveness from the Lord. Man, good stuff. When we come back, we'll do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we stay in.
programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
It's a good morning, spelled with a Z. You're on Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I've been held by the Savior. I've felt fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. Thank God that yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. And I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. And I'm not going back, I'll never be the same. So I say, oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing that just breaks a man. Break him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two. Yes, Lord, then he picked me up and showed me what it means to be a man. Come on and sing. All my hope is in.
And that was All My Hope Is in Jesus. That's brand new from Crowder. Good morning. It's Gary Zimak along with Dave Parker, Frank Elias, and you are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Let's take a quick look at the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. It comes from Acts chapter 17, verse 27. And these are the words of St. Paul as quoted in the Acts of the Apostles. So that people might seek God, even perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from any one of us. You know, it's Amen. Funny, guys, yeah. because we are all looking for the Lord. We're seeking him, or at least we think we are, but he's right there.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
he's there. It's us that we get lost sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
But
yeah.
we don't have to look too hard yeah. to find the Lord. So, yeah. I mean, we just have to do it. We have to remember he's with us. We have to go look for
Amen.
Him. He's there.
Yeah, like he's kind of, oh, yeah. We're two or more are gathered, and one, two, three of us. And he's here now. All we have to do is ask for him.
Yeah, and, you know.
And say, be with us, Lord.
Have a conversation. He's
have
right there,
a conversation.
As you say at the end of every
right,
but, show.
But it's so, yeah. that's so
Turn
simple.
Turn around and say hi.
It's so simple that we forget.
Yeah, and
absolutely. We forget, like our first guest, we were talking to Greg Willits about this. We mm-hmm. panic when things go wrong, and we forget yeah. to just turn around and say, hey, Lord, yeah. can you help me? Now,
yeah.
Frank, I think you had a situation like that, one that you...
What a segue.
We were talking about this on the break, and this yeah. is something you went through that it made my heart sink just to hear this.
Well, and I think that we all go through these things, and we don't necessarily see where, you know, how things are resolved or why they're resolved,
right.
or even give credit where credit may be due, or we just chalk it up to, hey, that's my stupidity, as opposed to maybe the Lord helping you out.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, this morning, you know, I have the same pattern I do every single day, you know, in terms of I get up, have my coffee, you know, we're up quite early. I think I get up later than you guys, but I get up at like 5, a little before 5, usually enjoy my coffee, and then eventually I do
He sleeps in here.
And then eventually I get dressed. And then usually I'm getting dressed and running out the door. For some strange reason today, I got dressed a bit early, and one of the things I realized was my wallet was missing.
Oh.
And, which, you know, I told you earlier today, I was out all day yesterday, got home quite late. In fact, you know, just a quick shout out to my girls. You know, I think it's time to be a little better with your mother this morning. I think everybody needed a little bit of rest last night. But anyway, I started, you know, I couldn't find my wallet. So now I start tearing apart everything, trying to find my wallet. And, you know, it was a good half hour, 45 minutes looking for my wallet.
Wow.
Definitely did not have enough coffee to deal with this. So, you know, eventually, finally, I'm chalking up, okay, I need to contact the restaurant we were at last night. I need to, if they don't have it, I need to cancel these credit cards. I need to, you know, so on and so forth. So I'm going through this all in my mind.
Wow.
And so then I leave, and I go out to my truck. And as soon as I get in the front, it's actually, my wallet's right there. But not like, you know, if it fell out of my pocket, it would normally be on the one side, you know, like, you know, yes. on the side where it was literally sitting in the center on this interesting angle.
Wow.
Like, hey, here it is for you.
Wow.
And all I did was, like, just say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
And St. Anthony.
Exactly. And yeah. so I didn't even get to the point of praying to St. Anthony yet.
You're so panicked.
I was panicked. Yeah, I couldn't
Who's
even
Who's not think, been there, folks? Who has not been
you
there?
Know, so, but I think we all have these things that happen all the time, and we either credit it to our own stupidity, you know, oh, I dropped it there and didn't realize. We don't necessarily sit there and go, well, maybe someone's helping me here.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, and maybe there's even more to it. Maybe there's something I need to think about.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe I shouldn't misplace other things.
Yeah. We all have a guardian angel as well. Let's keep
That's
that
right.
in mind.
So, you know, always, like, be on the lookout for that. We all have it each
glad
and every
you found
day.
It.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad I found it, too. I was, you know, definitely freaking out that I was going to have to go to the restaurant and go
Right,
wherever.
Right. I mean, that's the first thing that goes through your mind. But the reminder, and this is what I'm getting better at it, but I still forget, is in the midst of running around like a chicken with his head cut off, I should say a prayer and say,
That's
Lord,
right.
help me find my wallet,
exactly.
and then run around.
Exactly.
But, you know, like a lot of us, we just step into action, and that is a horrible feeling, because
yeah.
I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out my wallet was in a place where I remember this happened a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It was in a place where I don't typically put it.
Right.
But I'm already like thinking, okay, I left it. So I'm going through all these places and I'm thinking, what credit cards do I have to cancel? And what do I have to do? But yeah.
What do I have to do to get my license? And I'm military, so I have a military ID card. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, man. I have all this stuff to do. We automatically panic. Like, yeah. How am I going to get this done?
So, you know, ultimately, there's reasons for everything. And, like, mm-hmm. you know, step back and, you know, pause for a moment.
Yeah, pause. That's exactly right.
Well, our guest today, step back and, mm-hmm. and center in Jesus.
Right.
Just say, give me the, calm me. You know, this is my mini storm right now at the moment. So,
and you know,
give me peace so I can think clearly.
Exactly. And this isn't fluff. I mean, this is legit. If you ask the Lord for that peace, if you ask him to help you, he's going to help you. But too many times we downplay the effectiveness of prayer and the Lord's presence. We think, oh, well, that's great. I got to find this. I don't have time to pray.
I'll find it, then I'll pray.
And then if you do pray and you find it, but you don't necessarily associate the two.
Yeah.
And you say thank you, like you said,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I normally don't
necessarily know I would have said thank you. I would usually blame my own stupidity.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's really something good to think. So thank you, Frank. I'm sorry
Thanks
you had to go through
that,
it, but that's a great lesson.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It really is. Hey, I want to let you know, coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to be joined by Dr. Alan Schreck. He is in Florida leading a he joins us every other week. He's from we call him from Steubenville, Ohio, where he teaches at Franciscan University. He's going to be in Florida leading a retreat about the fruits and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He's going to be joining us from Florida. Also, Father Edward Looney has a new book out called A Heart Like Mary's. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. You know, this is interesting. There's a new movie either coming out or it will be out this week. It's called Same Kind of Different as Me from Paramount with Renee Zellweger and Greg Kinnear. I saw a commercial for it last night. We're going to have the director of the movie on.
I saw a commercial, too.
So it's big news.
It's being plugged.
Yeah.
Yes.
Michael Carney will be here on Wednesday, as will Father Thomas Daly. Bobby Schindler will be here later in the program, later in the week. Also on Friday, Becky Roach, she's an author. She wrote a recent column called 15 Bible Verses Catholics Can Memorize. She's going to be with us on the show, as will Kelly Walquist, to talk about the upcoming Women in the New Evangelization Conference on Saturday. Lots of things, guys, this week. Busy
Outstanding
week.
The hits keep on coming, folks.
That's
and the
right.
great guests. Yes.
And we'll be on 6 days this week.
Whoa.
Yes. All right.
Wow. That's going to be tough, but we love it. We love it when we
I know. We're going to go right on Friday night, get some rest, and then we're going to get up and do wine.
That's right.
We're not going to wine. We're going to be at wine.
Well, thank you for joining us on the program. Remember what I always tell you, whatever you do today, wherever you go, the Lord is with you. Just make sure you turn around and say hi. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating